You're listening to SBS News.
Always amongst the most watched teams at any World Cup, England made the round of 16 on the back of two wins against overmatched opposition and a loss with a second-string side against a second-string Belgian team. Their showdown against Colombia in Moscow loomed as the litmus test of just how good this new-look England side is. And although they had the better of the first half, genuine chances at scoring a goal were rare, although they perhaps should have had a one-man advantage after what looked like a headbutt from Colombian midfielder Wilmar Barrios went unpunished. After half-time, though, they won a penalty, and the Colombians lost their temper. The penalty kick was delayed by minutes as the Colombians argued with the referee and the English players. Captain Harry Kane made it 1-0 when he could eventually take the kick, and then the game descended into farce. Colombia earned four yellow cards in the space of 12 minutes, and England picked up two as the game became almost ridiculously bad-tempered. Eventually, the men in yellow realised their tantrum was leading them to World Cup elimination, and as time ticked down, they began to play properly again. And from a corner in the third minute of stoppage time, their improved behaviour brought a last-gasp reward. Here's how SBS Radio's Spanish commentary recorded it.
47 minutos. Ahí va Ospina a buscar el cabezazo. Corner punta derecha. Viene el centro de Cuadrado.
As you heard, centre-back Yerry Mina added to his strong game with the goal that kept the Colombians alive in the tournament. To extra time the game went, but 30 additional minutes brought no additional goals, and so to a penalty shootout it went. England hadn't won one in a major tournament since 1996 and had never won one in a World Cup. When midfielder Jordan Henderson failed to convert his kick, it looked like this new-look England team was suffering from the same old curse. But Mateus Uribe missed his kick for Colombia, and then England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford saved a kick from Carlos Bacca. That gave England's Eric Dyer a chance to win his country a spot in the final eight teams and lose the psychological baggage of years of failure in one of football's toughest situations. This is how BBC Radio's Five Live described a moment for history.
Eric Dyer has the responsibility. It's Tottenham against Arsenal. Dyer against Ospina. He scores! Yes! England have won the penalty shootout for the first time at a World Cup. They're through to the quarterfinals. Off they go to celebrate. And finally, this jinx is broken.
England won 4-3 on penalties, in a triumph signifying much more than the average World Cup knockout stage win. The key to England's breakthrough triumph, according to Dyer, was calmness in the face of adversity, namely the late Colombian equaliser that sent the game to extra time and penalties in the first place.
To get knocked down at the end like we did with that goal, it's difficult to come back from that, but We were ready for that. We knew what we had to do. We stayed calm. We stuck to our plan. We never panicked all the way through extra time. We knew if it has to go to penalties, it has to go to penalties. And we were ready for that.
Colombia's coach, Jose Pekerman, was critical of the refereeing in the wake of his team's elimination.
It's been very uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable to play this match knowing that the feeling was in the air, knowing about refereeing decisions. Something is happening in football.
The Colombians were forced to play England without star James Rodriguez due to injury, but even considering that, it's tough to argue they deserve to advance further in the tournament after a campaign that was rarely as good as their one 4 years ago when they made the quarterfinals. The victorious English will now play Sweden for a spot in the semi-finals. The Swedes booked their furthest advancement in the tournament since 1994 with a 1-0 win over Switzerland in St. Petersburg. A goal scored by left midfielder Emil Forsberg in the second half, aided heavily by a deflection off a Swiss player, was enough to earn a win in a match that, as expected, never reached huge levels of entertainment. Sweden coach Jana Andersson says Forsberg has seized an important role in the team in recent times, regardless of the fact star striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic no longer plays internationals for Sweden.
Well, I don't think he's inherited it from somebody else. We're a team starting off with a new team building. He's one of several players who are there to represent the creative, decisive actions, and I think he's doing really well. He has developed in terms of the holistic approach to his game. Even if he doesn't succeed in every dribble or every part of his game, he contributes in so many ways, and he also has those decisive features. And I'm glad that he was able to score today. We're not going to talk about what things were before. We talk about now and this squad, and they're doing it great together.
Switzerland coach Vladimir Petkovic had no choice but to admit that his team, who played a prettier but less effective style of game than the Swedes, didn't deserve to go any further at this World Cup.
Well, we're sorely disappointed, the entire team is. We wanted to do more, clearly. But we also, of course, congratulate the Swedish team. They have done precisely what they are very good at. And that may have been enough to beat us. Well, of course, we should have done things better. But those were the moments that I think we were just not at par. And we were not good enough to win that match.
The quarterfinal matchups are now confirmed at this fascinating tournament. France plays Uruguay in Nizhny Novgorod. Then Brazil plays Belgium in Kazan on Saturday morning. Sunday morning's action sees the England versus Sweden game in Samara, followed by Croatia taking on hosts Russia in Sochi. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.